Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have two fine gentlemen here doing some great things for credit unions out there. Let's do some introductions. Right next to me is Mr. Brad Smith from Cornerstone Advisors. Brad, how are you, sir?
I'm great, Mike. Good to be joining you today.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. I know you guys have busy schedules, so thank you very much for that. And then right below us is VPC Tech's very own David Van Pelt. David, how are you, sir?
Doing great, Mike. Thanks for having us.
You are welcome. You're welcome. Thanks for being here, guys. Again, I know you're busy. You guys have busy schedules, so we appreciate the time that you're giving us today. We're talking about a partnership between Cornerstone and VPC Tech, talking to provide financial institutions with advanced Fiserv DNA platform expertise. It's a big topic in the industry right now. And Brad, I'm going to start with you from the Cornerstone side. How does this partnership work? What sparked this partnership, and how does it work from the Cornerstone side of things? And then David, I'll let you chime in and give us the VPC Tech side of it. So Brad?
Yeah, sure. Just a quick history lesson, because it's pretty recent, actually. I think maybe right around the end of the year, beginning of this year, I was working with a client of ours, a DNA client in I'm in Austin, Texas. And they were wrestling with a number of kind of DNA technical issues, product issues, and we're really struggling to find in-house expertise. And in Austin and San Antonio is, a big credit union capital, a lot of DNA credit unions there. And this pretty good-sized credit union couldn't find DNA expertise.
Oh, wow.
Locally. So I had just seen, David had made a change, had just left Fiserv. So I reached out to David, hey, where do I find these people? My clients need some help. At the time, I was starting to hear other clients asking for sort of the same kind of thing. And I said, I got to help my client. I've got 600 client credit union clients at Cornerstone. I think like 35% of them are on DNA.
Oh, wow.
I got to figure out how to help my client. And he said, well, funny enough, we might be able to help you. Let me tell you about what we're doing. So about what VPC starting to do as David was building out his team. And that one thing led to another of, hey, we need to, this is an offering that we think a lot of our clients and David's clients as well could really benefit from. Cornerstone's perspective on cores and process improvement and our benchmarks combined with his team's deep knowledge of Fiserv DNA. So partnership conversation was born.
Gotcha. And you probably kind of sum that up in like, hey, I know a guy. And David's that guy.
David's the guy.
I know a guy. So David, tell me the VPC Tech part of it, because it sounds like this is obviously your specialty now. So share with us, what kind of sparked it for you guys, and where do you guys go from here as far as the partnership goes?
Yeah, we're finding that DNA clients love the platform, but are struggling to find experts that know how to run it, tune it, optimize it, configure it, and so on. And so we know a lot of folks that are ex-Fiserv, ex-DNA experts with decades of hands-on experience, and they know and trust us, we know and trust them. And so we assembled a small team the first of this year, about six of us, to try to see if they had likes, if we could put a model together that clients would be interested in engaging us and we could produce value for them. Sure enough, here we are just a few months later with 14 of us and many clients, and it's working. Wow. So we're delighted.
So there's definitely a demand there. I see. Well done. So share with me the benefits to this group of credit unions, David. How does this help? Obviously, when they're in need of some assistance in this area, in the DNA area, you guys are obviously there to help them, kind of Johnny on the spot, so to speak.
So is that
the timeliness of it all, I guess?
It is a timeliness issue. And so not only do we have talent, but we make sure that the ratio of the people that we have to the number of clients that we sign up stays relatively consistent. When somebody does need help, we're there for them virtually immediately. And many times it is immediately. The thing I love about the partnership with Cornerstone, though, is there seems to be a natural dovetail fit between us. Mm-hmm. There's lots of things that Cornerstone is wondering at that we don't want to and we can't do. And I think we extend their reach further into the platform itself. Yeah. And I think there's a growing need for that, and it's going to continue to grow as we meet that demand and solve problems for clients.
Yep. And I know, being in the industry for a little while here, I know there's, for different cores, there's always these kind of different offset companies that help them out, that help out cores, you know, so there's very specialty niche type companies that help out the different cores. So I'm seeing this is kind of the same thing on the DNA side. Is that kind of a fair assessment, David?
Yeah, that's right. There wasn't anybody really doing what we did. So the ability to go to market with something net new, but similar to what other folks have proved works in other cores.
Yep.
That really helped us make sure that there was an opportunity. And if we did it right, we would get the demand coming our way, and it has.
And you're finding that out for sure.
Yeah.
And Brad, let's share again the cornerstone part of all this. How do you see it benefiting Creighton from your guys' perspective? And how does kind of the handoff work, I guess, between the two of you guys, or the two organizations rather?
So the benefit, you know, for Cornerstone clients is a depth and level of expertise that Cornerstone will never have. That's not our model. We're not hands-on keyboards kind of folks. And we don't specialize in products, right? We're vendor neutral. We work with clients across all the various cores and have done this with other cores as well. But what this partnership does is we're able to bring in product experts that can help tune the system, help with job scheduling, help with forms, help with figuring out which apps to use from DNA, review configuration, a level of detail that we don't have and could never have. And so often when we're helping our clients with process improvements of how do we streamline this process, we know what the best practices are. We know those within each of the major cores, but to actually configure it within DNA, historically, we've relied on Pfizer for that. Now we have a new partner to be able to help that, who's also vendor neutral, can tell you, you know, here's what works, here's how it actually works, and help with executing on the things that we focus on, which are maybe a little more strategic, a little more, how do we improve efficiency? How do we improve, risk management, member experience? You know, David and his team can like actually affect the change and literally go in and set that up today, type of thing. So it's a great kind of top of the house, with execution assistance that, a lot of clients, a lot of DNA clients need these days.
Well, and it sounds like it's a value add for Cornerstone that you have that offering that David provides, and then David allows David to do what he does. and get in the weeds and the technology part of it. So yeah, again, I like the strategy and the execution of that type of that. Sounds like a good partnership.
Obviously. Yeah, we've done 350 some odd conversions. We're at almost, I think, 90 DNA conversions, helping clients convert to DNA. Obviously, we've done it across a lot of cores. What this allows us to do is get back to a lot of those clients that converted 2 years ago or 15 years ago, and check in on, are you getting the maximum value that we thought? Are you seeing the benefits that were expected? How are things going? And when they say, some areas that we still need some help on, or we're struggling with this, or we really haven't, maximized workflow, we just haven't had time, or we don't have the resources, I said, I know the guy or the team, the team of folks to call to help with that.
So what are the big goals here? Are there obviously, you want to help these credit unions really take advantage of the technology here. David, from your perspective, what's the big goal here that you guys want to achieve? Because there's a bigger question here that I'm going to get to after this question. And it deals with, dealing with credit unions facing technology resource shortages and things like that. But having said that, what are some goals that you guys want to achieve with the partnership?
For us at VPC Tech, we have a vision that there's two main themes to what we offer. One is an efficiency play, to differentiate and optimize what DNA can do for you. It's a vast platform with lots of capabilities, hundreds of apps on the app market, hundreds of integrations, and the configuration points are endless. And so that's difficult for any client to be able to have experts to do what we've assembled is what we do. And so one area is to make, to help clients leverage that power and efficiency that DNA definitely can bring if it's configured right and folks know how to get the best out of it. The other is a risk management opportunity. The clients that we're engaging with initially, some of them want to tune the platform and make it hum. Others are worried about retirement risk from the folks that are experts in-house today that are, you know, nearing retirement, and they may be left with a hard choice. Do I have to go to the market and find somebody that has that similar skill set? And if they're not out there, do I have to grow it from the ground up? And we are an alternative to that. We can immediately engage and manage that risk for our clients. And it's not just retirement, it's just attrition. It's been a crazy market since 2020. We provide some level of stability there.
Well, and it sounds like you guys are an extension of the DNA, because I mean, obviously you're partnered up with Cornerstone, but you become a partner of the credit union as well, right? So
that's how we like to see it. The initial relationships that we're establishing are starting in that way.
Yeah.
And so our hope is these are long-term strategic partnerships where we can be there when they need us, and we can do big things and little things and a bit of a safety net when needed.
Yeah, it's a nice comfort factor to have you guys in their back pocket for sure. And from Cornerstone's perspective, Brad, what are some goals that you guys want to achieve? Obviously, it's a huge value add for you guys, but what other goals do you guys have?
Yeah, obviously, value add at the client level, and we're in the relationship business. We don't just do one project and then never see our clients again. We're on project number 54 for our longest term client. So this is about continuing to value, help our clients, achieve whatever their target outcomes are. And maybe, more specifically right now in today's market, kind of when we're doing strategy work, there's such a focus on efficiency and a focus on growing deposits. There's a whole lot of core and technology implications of that, of how do we get more value out of our existing tech stack for folks that are going to be replacing their core system. It's how am I getting every bit of value out of that? Am I taking advantage of the capabilities of my core and other systems that I have?
Yeah.
So this very clearly fits into that. It's also, I've got all this data sitting in my systems. How can I use that to grow products, to grow deposits, to target members on certain campaigns, those kinds of things. Again, this is a great execution capability. We can talk about the strategy and the models and what you need to do, but when you actually need to go in and affect it to knock that stuff out, weeks versus a couple months or years, we've got a resource for this. So this is still really about continuing to use technology and operations execution to achieve credit union strategies, and this is another tool in our toolbox, so to speak.
Yeah, most definitely, and you guys have lots of great tools in your toolbox already. This is another one to complement what you guys are already offering for sure. My last question for you is kind of looking at this from a bigger picture. Obviously, we're going through such a huge technology, I don't want to say a revolution, but I think it's more of an evolution, but it's a rapid evolution, I think, as we all know. So how does this partnership solve like the issue that many credit unions face today with technology resource shortages? Because there's a lot of smaller credit unions out there that are resource challenged, and there's actually a lot of bigger credit unions that are resource challenged in this area and keeping up with the technology and stuff. So I want to get your guys' perspective, because you guys are living this day in and day out, especially you, David, because you're like really in the weeds of the technology stuff. But what are you seeing out there as far as credit unions facing these tech resource shortages and keeping up with it right now?
Yeah, there's a few trends that we're seeing. One is public cloud as an alternative to their existing in-house or even Fiserv's data centers. And so I think there's a lot of opportunity there in the next 7 years to give clients a place to land, to have their technology that's regulatory compliant. It can scale up or down based on performance and cost budget issues, and also has the operational resiliency of a big cloud provider. We all know the brand names out there, and so that's all they do. And so this notion of what financial institutions are doing these days, they're managing risk. And so having an opportunity to bring that tech capability and experience specifically with their platforms, as well as capabilities around transformation, and then combining with Cornerstone to do big programs like Lift and Shift to the cloud. I think those are things that are going to help, especially in the next few years, get from I need to, I want to I can.
Mm-hmm. That's a great point. And Brad, from the Cornerstone's perspective, what are you seeing out there, or how are you guys managing the tech resource shortages out there right now, especially in this kind of rapid evolution that we're in right now? And credit unions desperately need to keep up, or else they're going to be a blockbuster, dare I say.
Yeah, it's the intersection of the demand for tech talent at the same time of very quick evolution of tech talent is creating quite a strain. At the same time, we're being very clear with our clients that you can't put all of your tech SME subject matter expertise in your core vendor digital vendor basket. You need to build that capability or add that capability through both W-2s, 1099s, and other service providers. Ways of relying on Fiserv or Jack Henry or correlation to answer all your questions, I think, is behind us. There's just too much going on. It's too client specific. And so we see not only a lot of digital transformation or modernization, now IT org transformation. We're doing a lot of these projects as CIOs are trying to figure out what our new org looks like and the new capabilities. What's the mix and match of W-2 and 99s and because we don't need a lot of generalists anymore. I need a couple of API specific folks that may be very specific on MuleSoft or specific middleware solution. Now they're all trying to figure out how many AI people do I need. I'm still struggling to get my my data team stood up and my QA testing team stood up. So it's a lot of reallocation. At the same time, I need more people, and these people are really hard to find. Now, also very clearly the trend has been, I'm not going to limit my IT staff to W-2, and I'm not going to limit my W-2 to my market. So you see a lot of this. If you have, pre-COVID or even a year ago, all of our IT staff was in market, maybe not in the office every day, but they all lived within 3 minutes of the office. That's not the case these days. If I'm looking for cloud people, data people, API folks, I got to be willing, or at least be open, to go in and cherry pick, great resources wherever they are in the country. But also the emergence of very boutique specialty providers like David and VPC.
Yeah.
I think that's the go forward model. Is we're going to have a lot of these folks to to be able to stay current and competitive.
Yeah. Well said. Yeah, those are the times that we're living in, for sure. And as you're talking, I'm thinking about, even though this is kind of a DNA focused conversation, but I think that the bigger picture here is that two organizations are coming together to help credit unions be successful. I think that's the bigger picture here. And when we can do that, the industry moves forward. So yeah, so that's just how I see it. But you guys are way more specific. You guys are obviously really in the weeds and more specific, but I just see it as keeping this industry moving forward, and that's what we need to do. So yeah, good stuff. All right, gentlemen, I know your plates are probably very full, so I don't want to keep you too much longer, but anything else to add to wrap up here on this one? David, any thoughts on this? Any final thoughts here?
I appreciate you having us on, and we're looking forward to working with Brad and his team to make some happy clients.
Indeed. We look forward to that as well. Brad, any final thoughts here?
Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity, Mike. Appreciate all that you do to champion credit unions and the movement, and we're excited to be a part of it. Really thrilled to be working with David and his team to help our clients continue to be successful, execute on strategies, and win in the marketplace, and continue to serve members.
Yeah, well done, guys. All right, keep up the good work there, and I look forward to maybe circling back here in 6 or 7 months or so and seeing how it's going. But I think you guys are going to hit it out of the park, as you usually do. So yeah, good stuff, and keep up the good work. All righty.
Great.
Thanks, Mike.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.